violence is imminent in Sudan as secession nears. Cholera surges again in Haiti, and burglars target a mission compound in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 3 weeks before Sudan's south is set to secede, the north and south have agreed to a demilitarized zone and peacekeepers. Disputed borderlands were the stickiest issue of the separation. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
"It is oil rich. You know, that's going to motivate a lot of this violence as well. And again, as we've talked about many times, the split in that nation is primarily along religious and ethnic lines.
The greatest concern is violence that could lead to genocide.
As we've seen the military buildups in that region on satellite imagery, there can only be one conclusion, and that the tensions are possibly going to lead to violence at the beginning of July."
Millions of lives are at stake. Believers have already borne the brunt of the persecution from the Khartoum government. Mueller says you can pray.
The weapon of prayer is also a weapon of solidarity, to let them know that they're not alone in this struggle, and that if we do become aware, then our awareness can lead us to speak out on behalf of those Christians.
We turn next to Haiti, where the Red Cross has reopened its cholera clinic. The spike in the number of cases reported is raising fears of another severe outbreak. Baptist Haiti Mission's cholera clinic had downsized, but the team is moving back into the bigger facility that will enable them to respond too. Pray that people will be able to get to the clinics quickly to receive treatment. Ask God for opportunities to share the hope of Christ. BHM has a lot more going on, and you can see those details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ghana may be a Christian nation, but that doesn't keep it from corruption, even in the church. Christian Resources International delivers Christian books and Bibles to Ghana regularly, but Executive Director Jason Wolford says they've heard some troubling things lately.
Some of the things that we're hearing is that so-called Christian pastors are charging consultant fees to basically pray with people anywhere from $20 to $50.
Even more disturbing is the number of pastors dabbling in false religions.
One of them was quoted in saying that he had helped 1,000 pastors in Ghana through witchcraft in hopes that their churches would grow.
Wolford adds,
"There's those that are crooks, there are those that are bad, and then there might be just some that aren't trained the right way."
CRI wants to gather resources by July's end to make sure pastors aren't leading people astray. Help provide pastor libraries through our website. Meanwhile, God's opening a door for the Luis Palau Evangelistic Team in the Marseille Province Festival, scheduled for June 30th. Colin James with the LPEA says this is a chance to minister to southern France, which is such a rare opportunity.
"We're so used to having evangelical events and opportunities in our country that we just take it for granted. We're on the radio, we're on the TV, the printing, and all of the door things that we normally do, which you really can't do in France."
With such cautions, festival speaker Luis Palau wants to present the gospel in a way that's bold but sensitive.
"He will be careful to not come in and tell everybody what we're against, but tell everybody what we're for."
Aside from Palau speaking, trained counselors will be available at the festival to pray with people who come to Christ. Local churches will respond to follow-up ministry. LPEA is hoping that once they leave Marseille, God's word will leave a lasting impact on France. To find out more, just go to our website. And there have been a series of burglaries at a Bible college in Tanzania. Grace Ministries International reports the most recent burglary woke up college staff in the middle of the night. Staff members chased the thieves off but were unable to catch them. They got away with a battery and other things needed to run the campus generator. Even with prints, it's hard to nab a suspect. Pray that the burglaries will stop and for the gospel work to continue regardless. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, which is a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn to pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins August 1st. Get your copy today. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.